Well, today, as you can kind of tell from our title, we're resuming our Holy, Holy Sermon series. And what that is we've been looking at this idea of being completely dedicated, about being holy, holy to the God revealed to us in the Scriptures. And we've said that we've gone ahead and based this all upon Mark chapter 12, verse 30, where Jesus tells us that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength, which really means that we are to love the Lord with our whole being. And when we do that, we're being holy, and that's W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy, H-O-L-Y, to God. And so far we've talked about having holy thoughts and about having a holy heart and about having holy speech and about having holy sight. And today we're going to talk about holy, holy listening. Holy, holy listening. And speaking of listening, listen to this one. The story is told of an elderly man who stopped at a hearing aid clinic and he asked about their prices. Hearing aids are expensive. Those who have them know that. Well, the salesman said that our prices range from $25,000 all the way down to $1.50. Wow, that's quite a range, the customer said. What's the $25,000 model like? Well, the salesman held up this gem of a hearing aid. He said, the sound on this beauty is perfect. And it also translates three languages. And it fits perfectly in your ear canal so that no one knows you're wearing it. The customer said, that's very impressive. What about the one for $1.50? The salesman said, it's a button attached to a string. And he pushed the sample across the counter. The customer picked it up and said, well, how does it work? Salesman answered, you just put the button in your ear and you tuck that string in your pocket. You'd be surprised how loud people talk to you. Without a doubt, some folks do have some problem with their hearing, you know, and it can help when people do talk louder. But sometimes our hearing problems are not so much physical as they are mental or spiritual. Think about it. Some of us hear only what we want to hear. And for the rest, you know, we've got those filters. And there's some of us who, really do hear okay. No aids needed, but we won't respond to any way to what we hear. So there's really nothing wrong with our actual hearing. There's nothing wrong with our ears. It's just a problem with our listening. And when we look at the Bible, it's clear that God wants us to not only hear, but to listen. For example, 15 times in the New Testament, in the NIV translation, God tells us that he who has ears, let him hear. God wants us to listen, but not just to anything. God wants us to use our ears for holy listening. God wants us to use our ears for holy listening. So what is holy listening? Glad you asked. Well, it would be listening to things that are holy, like to God, for example. You see, repeatedly throughout the Scriptures, we hear God telling his people to listen to me, to listen to God. You know, one of the best known scriptures from the Old Testament is the Shema that was read in part for us this morning, that David read for us. And that word Shema is Hebrew, and it means to hear, and it's the first word in Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. And that's why it's called the Shema. But the idea is not just to hear, but to listen. You see, God wants us to listen to him, and so God gave his people these words in Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. He says, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. That's the only verse I know. The rest, that's Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. The rest is, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your strength. Sounds very familiar, right? These commandments I give today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. Make it a part of your entire life and throughout your day. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Not as a literal thing, as some of the Jews took that to mean, but as the way we use our bodies, you see, our mind and our hands, you see. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Make them established and rooted in your homes and your community, you see. Now take a look at the way that God is talking about his commands and about hearing them and how that's stressed in those verses. You know, God promises that we will be blessed by hearing and obeying his commands. Take a look at what God says over in Isaiah 55, verses 2 and 3. There God says, and it's emphatic. He says, listen to me. Or some other translations might say, listen, pay careful attention to, listen really closely to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear, verse 3 says, listen, he says, give ear and come to me, hear me, listen, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. He says, listen up. Listen to him. Listen to God. You see how God promises us that he will bless us if we listen and do what he says. He says, listen to him that your soul may live. Over in the book of Proverbs, and now I'm just going to go through these really quickly. They're in the sermon notes if you want to look them up later. So I don't expect you to go ahead and follow all these, and they won't be on the screen. But in Proverbs, in the book of Proverbs, the wise King Solomon had a lot to say about listening. In Proverbs 1:5, we're reminded that the wise will listen and add to their learning. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in a few minutes. And in 1:8, children are encouraged to listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. I'll remember that one for Mother's Day, so look out. Again, in chapter 4, verse 10, Solomon says, listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. And then one more, and that's in 19:20. Again, these are in your sermon notes. I don't expect you to go finding them all right now. Solomon says, listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end, you'll be wise. Well, one more. And this is in Proverbs 18:13. And we'll mention this one again later in a minute or two. And that is, he who answers before listening, his folly is a shame. That's his folly and his shame. So if we were really to summarize all of what Proverbs has to say about listening, we could say that listening leads to godly wisdom and the wise listen. Summarize it all up again. Listening leads to godly wisdom and the wise listen. Now, if we shift on over to the pages of the New Testament, we continue to see, really, that God wants us to use our ears for holy listening, especially to listen to his beloved Son, in whom God is well pleased, Mark 9:7. And like we mentioned earlier, 15 times in the New Testament, Jesus tells us that he who has ears, let him hear, Matthew 11:15, and other passages throughout the New Testament, especially in the book of Revelation. Now, just what does that mean, though? Well, it seems to me that while everyone has ears, not everyone's listening. You see, Jesus was stressing the importance of listening and the importance of giving consideration to the things that were being taught, to the things that he was revealing to them. Now, over in the book of Revelation, as I've already mentioned, those same words, that same phrase is repeated over and over again in application to the body of Christ. In Revelation 2:11, Jesus says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He's saying to the Lord's church over and over again in Revelation, listen to my word, listen to the Son. Earlier in Revelation 1:3, we're told that blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it, take it to heart, what is written, because the time is near. Back in John 27, Jesus told the crowds that my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. And that's a wonderful illustration, isn't it? The idea that sheep that belong to a shepherd only hear and obey the command of their shepherd. You see, sheep can recognize the shepherd's voice over and against all the other voices. And that's an important lesson and skill for us to learn as a people of God, for us to listen to our shepherd's voice, to the good shepherd's voice, to Jesus' voice. Let me share an illustration from the Bible that I believe highlights the fact that God wants us to use our ears for holy listening. And this is the story of something that occurred to Samuel the prophet when he was just a small boy. And this is back in 1 Samuel 3. And I believe just about all of us are familiar with that, but if you like, you can turn back there to 1 Samuel 3. You see, Samuel had been left by his parents, Hannah and Elkanah, in the care of Eli the prophet, so that he might be raised in the house of the Lord to become a servant of the Lord. Well, one night, the young boy Samuel was asleep in the temple of God near the Ark of God. And Samuel heard someone call his name, and thinking that it was the prophet, Samuel went to Eli and he asked him what he wanted. Makes sense to me, right? But Eli wasn't the one who called him. So he said, go back to bed. Well, again, Samuel heard someone call his name, and again, Samuel went to Eli. Wake up! No. What do you want? I didn't call you. So Eli sent him back to bed again, saying that he did call. Well, this happens again. Samuel heard someone call his name, and again, he went to Eli. Well, this time, the proverbial light went on above Eli's head. In this case, it was a flicker of a candle, I suppose. And he was realizing that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel to go back and to lie down. And if God called him again, that he should say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And that is exactly what happened. And the Lord spoke to Samuel, 1 Samuel 3:10. Now, we could notice a lot about listening from 1 Samuel chapter 3. The first thing, and this is just a general observation, is that Samuel is the one who heard the voice of God, but he wasn't able to figure it out. Second, Eli didn't hear the voice of God. There could be really a heart issue involved with all that. But eventually he was able to tell Samuel how to respond if he heard God's call again. And so he listened, and when he heard God, he responded the way that he should. Now think about that. Isn't that a great model for us in our relationship with God? I mean, shouldn't our attitude always be, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening"? I mean, what is it that you want me to do, God? You know? And then pay careful attention to what's revealed to us. And if that's the case, and I believe it is, then just how do we use our ears for holy listening? How do we hear God's voice? Well, I'd like to spend the rest of our time this morning talking about what it means to use our ears for holy listening. And first of all, holy listening means we listen to God. Holy listening means that we listen to God. Again, how do we do that? How do we do that? How do we listen to God? Maybe we should ask first, you know, how does God speak to us? Well, sometimes God speaks to us through that still small voice that the Holy Spirit inside of us, you know. Sometimes God speaks to us through our memories and in our dreams. And sometimes God speaks to us through people that come into our lives. And those people might be our parents or our spouse or our friends or our spiritual leaders. And really, when we think about it, God might even use a stranger to speak to us. And he does often. But, and listen to me carefully when I say this, listen. When that happens, that is not some new revelation of God, but it is the providential power of God at work in our lives through others with a knowledge of God's word, be it ever so cursory, meant to help guide us. Now that said, the only way that God truly speaks directly to us with his very words is right here through His Word, the Bible. And so if someone ever claims to have some kind of encouraging word from God, whatever it is, ultimately it has to line up to what God's Word says. Okay. And if it doesn't line up to what God's Word says, then it's not from God. You see, one of our biggest struggles is the fact that we often only want to hear what we want to hear. And so we imagine that the voice within us is God's voice. God's telling me to go murder my children. You read about that in the paper, I think, no, that's not God's voice. Where are you coming from? You know? But you see, to them, it's that voice is telling them what they want to hear. And I don't know why anyone want to do that, but that is something that somehow deep inside they want. So that's what they hear, and they use it as an excuse. Well, that's not God's voice. Or maybe we go around and we only ask advice from those that we know will tell us what we want to hear. That's a tough one. Yeah, because we do that, don't we? Again, allow me to share an illustration from the Old Testament that I believe shows us pretty well. And this time we're going to take a look at a passage that I don't know if you know very well. It's in 1 Kings 22. And it's about a rather obscure prophet of the Lord named Micaiah. You see, in 1 Kings 22, King Ahab, a very bad king of Israel, I'm sure you're aware of that name, and King Jehoshaphat, a good king of Judah, you're probably aware of him. Well, Ahab wanted Jehoshaphat to help him to go to war. But Jehoshaphat, being a rather good king, said that they should first ask God about it. So Ahab brought out 400 prophets who would say what he wanted to hear. But Jehoshaphat wasn't satisfied with that. And so he asked, is there not a prophet of the Lord here whom we can inquire of? And Ahab answers in verse 8, if you're there in the chapter, that there was one prophet of the Lord, but he never prophesied anything good about me. Only bad stuff. So he reluctantly calls in the prophet, and don't you know, he predicted that Ahab would die in battle. Talk about bad stuff, you know? So Ahab says to Jehoshaphat, see, he never has anything good to say about me. Well, Ahab, being Ahab, decided he would go to war anyway. And he figured he could avoid this pending death if he kind of disguised himself. But he was killed just the same, just like Micaiah had said. You see, some people in this illustration, of course, Ahab, will only choose to hear what they want to hear, and they'll only gather around people to tell them only what they want to hear. They won't open their ears and listen to what the Lord is really saying. Many centuries later, when the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, he told them this. He told them, for the time will come when people, He says, for the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. And that's 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. Now, when we look at this, that was true in Micaiah's time. It was true in Jesus' time. True in Paul's time, Timothy's time, and it's true in our time today, too. It's a truth that's always going to be there. Now, that in mind, I know that none of us ever want to be like those kinds of people. All right. Decades ago in another state, I remember asking a friend of mine if he would come to church with me. And I'll never forget his answer. He said, I want to go to a church that accepts me for who I am. You see, he believed that he was a homosexual, and he didn't want to go to any church that would condemn his activities. Well, whether it was decades ago or just yesterday, if someone looks hard enough, and sometimes it's sadly not that hard, they can find a church that will tell them what they want to hear about any doctrine or moral question to validate whatever they want. And that's why we need to have the kind of heart that wants to hear what God says, even if it is hard to hear. We always want to approach our time in the assembly and in Bible study to do our best to truly hear God's voice. You know, as a congregation, we meet Sunday mornings here at 9:45, for those who don't know that or possibly attend. And for our size congregation, which is relatively small, we have four adult Bible classes. That means there's always something for you and someone different to share it with you. And then we meet again Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock and then Thursday mornings at 10. And if you're really trying to listen to God's word and you're not spending time in the body and study, I would say that you're missing out on opportunities for God to speak to you. You know, God has a lot to say to us if we'll just listen, if we'll take the time to listen. But we need to go to his word in order to hear what he has to say. Sometimes I wonder if God isn't like the guy in those old Verizon commercials asking, "Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? How about over here? Can you hear me now?" But you see, the problem with our hearing God has nothing to do with the carrier. It's got everything to do with the receiver. Think about it. God's signals are always loud and clear, but we're not always listening. Again, holy listening means that we listen to God. Second, holy listening means we listen to others. Holy listening means we listen to others, but not the same way we listen to God. Okay. James 1:19 reminds us to be quick to listen, slow to speak. You see, good relationships, whether it's friendships, marriage, or coworkers, or even really with God, good relationships are built on good communication. And good communication involves both speaking and listening. Now, with that said, it's pretty obvious that listening is something that we're supposed to do more than talking, right? I mean, God did give us two ears and one mouth. So the old adage, I believe, is true. We're to listen twice as much as we talk. And not just the kind of like, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, all right, you know. Not that kind of listening. But good listening. Listening that requires our full attention. So we need to, you know, we need to put down our cell phones and turn off the video, and we need to come into the same room so that we could actually communicate with one another, so that you could actually listen to the other person without having to scream over a TV or into another room or whatever. And that's important stuff. Again, because good listening is the key to good communication and good relationships. Remember the proverb that we mentioned earlier in Proverbs 18:13, which tells us that he who answers before listening, that is his folly, he says, and his shame. It's my understanding that many years ago, and this isn't necessarily a joke or anything, but this is just supposed to be a story out of life, but there was this junior college that was offering a couple of courses in speech and one course in listening each term, kind of like the listening labs that Dave does sometimes with Sojourners. And if you didn't figure it out, all the speech courses were always filled. But the listening courses never even happened, because in the few years that they were offered, only two students ever wanted to take the course on listening. So they canceled them. They didn't have the minimum number required. You see, everyone wanted to learn how to speak. No one wanted to learn how to listen. That's kind of the way it is, isn't it? Everyone thinks they've always got something to say, but they're not willing to hear what someone else has to say. The truth is that most people aren't good listeners, are they? Because think about what you're doing. Be honest with yourself. Aren't you always busy thinking about what you're going to say next? Meanwhile, other people are still talking to you, and you miss something that, you know, you end up repeating afterwards. Like, oh, I kind of said that already. But in contrast to that, listening is a really great way to show love and respect. It's how we show love and respect to God. Listening to others is one of the best ways that we can serve others. I mean, really, at most times, all people want is for someone to listen. Especially women. Don't throw things at me, I'll hide. Okay? But it's true. Now listen, guys. Don't try to evaluate, don't try to fix it, analyze it, debate it, or win when your wife is trying to talk to you. Just listen. And when she's done, if she ever gets done, reflect what she said. And if she prods you for an answer to a question, offer it carefully. If not, then just merely acknowledging what she said is all you need to do. Okay. And it's not just with our wives, though. Think about it. Every person that we cross paths with needs to have someone to just listen to them. You don't have to offer advice and have a cure for every single thing that's going on in their lives. Just listen to them. Now, listening to others is not only a great way to learn about someone, but when we listen, we can actually learn stuff that we don't know about. You know, it's like the Bible class teacher or the preacher that never goes to hear another preacher sit in the Bible class. They think they know it all. Well, good for you. I don't, okay? All right? A good preacher or teacher will admit he doesn't know it all. If he thinks he does, he doesn't know it all, okay? Remember Proverbs 1:5. The wise listen and add to their learning. The wise listen and add to their learning. Think about it. Listening is the way that we gain wisdom, to add to our learning, because everything you say, you already know. But if you actually listen, you might learn something. It's amazing, isn't it? Again, holy listening means that we listen to God, and holy listening means that we listen to others. And third, holy listening means we listen to only what is good. Holy listening means we listen to only what is good, and baby cries are good things. They are. It means life. I love it. Now, we talked a little bit about this a few weeks ago when I said that there are only two kinds of music, good and bad. And who's to decide what's good or bad? God, really. God does. It's the old garbage in, garbage out idea. Jesus said it this way in Luke 6:45. He said, "The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. And the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks." And so what we take into our hearts, whether it's through our eyes, like we talked about 2 weeks ago, or through our ears, like we're talking about now, it's important that we have holy, completely holy, dedicated, sacred ears to listen with. So that means we need to be active in avoiding things like bad music with bad lyrics and bad videos with bad content. And again, what's good or bad? Well, God tells us what's good or bad because only God is truly good. Luke 18:19, Jesus said that. And so we look to his word and we listen to what he says is good. And then we listen to what's around us and we avoid those things or even people that use foul language, especially those friends maybe that won't make the effort to restrain themselves when you're with them, even though you've asked them not to talk that way. And then you have to kind of figure out, well, maybe is that the friend that I need to be around anymore? Maybe you need some new friends. I don't know. I need to think about that. Of course, that can be hard in certain situations, especially if you're at school or work. I mean, there's only so much you could do in those type of settings. But in knowing what God says is good, we can choose to listen to only those things that are good by God's standards. And we can choose to avoid listening to those other kinds of inappropriate content, talk like gossip and slander, filthy stories, whatever it is. Just think about it. It just makes sense that we guard our ears from that kind of evil, because what goes in our ears ends up in our hearts and our minds, and then it ends up coming out of our mouths. But if we truly want our lives to be holy, holy unto God, then our ears need to be listening to only what is good. All right. Again, to kind of summarize things this morning, we said that God wants us to use our ears for holy listening. And we said that holy listening means that we listen to God. And it means that we listen to others, not on the same level as God, but in a way that shows love and appreciation. And it means that we listen only to what is good, and only God says what is good. Remember, he who has ears, let him hear. Matthew 11:15. God wants us to listen to his son, to his word. So today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Hebrews 3:15, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. But instead remember that blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it, Luke 28. So, question I have then this morning is, have you been listening to God this morning? Hope so. What is God trying to say to you today? Is God saying, I love you? If so, will you choose to hear and believe? Is God saying, repent, turn to me, cut out that stuff you were doing? If so, will you hear and obey? Is God saying, you know, hey, I got a job for you to do? If so, will you hear and answer the call? Whatever it is that God has said to you today, if you need to respond to him, I'd like to encourage you to come forward now as together we stand and sing the song that was selected.